Frosts, well, they are a concern for some grain growers and graziers as the low temperatures slow or stunt growth, but a run of frosty weather is welcomed at this time of the year in the wine industry as the leaves fall off and the bud is set for grape growth into spring and summer. Tom Ward is owner and winemaker of Swinging Bridge Wine and also president of New South Wales Wine. He says a few frosty days are just what the grape doctor ordered, but a lack of moisture and lack of rain, that's proving to be challenging to wine grape growers and winemakers.
It's a really interesting one thing with frost. We want them. We're getting ready for pruning. We want to see our wines, you know, this is their rest period. So good frosts are fantastic to knock the leaves off and to really slow those vines down. You know, it doesn't kill them, but we're getting them ready for pruning and we're getting ready. These are their regeneration. Their roots are still active and they're still living organisms, but we're getting ready for our bud burst that's going to occur sort of September, October. So the cold's good, but we'd also like a bit of rain with it if you can organise that, Michael. So it's, you know, because what's effectively that, you know, we're drawing out that moisture out of the surface area with the frost. So we've got these active roots. So we've got to be really careful to make sure we are actually irrigating in periods when the vines look like they're dormant.
So is there a case where too much frost might be damaging?
Look, we're very lucky here in Australia. So if you went internationally and looked at areas such as Canada or some of the Northern American areas, they have the big freeze or the big chill. Vines or that wood component of the Vitis vinifera, which our grapevines are here in Australia, you need to get about sub minus 20 degrees to get what they call, they get a wood shatter, and that kills them. So we're only seeing sort of minus 7, minus 8. We're not going to get vine deaths out of that. So it is good, but you are going to get more problems from that moisture stress unless we get some rain in that root zone area. So a lot of, you know, and you've got to remember the grapevine roots don't just grow under where our drippers are. We have mid-rows, et cetera, where the vines are as well. So we've got to be very conscious of that. So our moisture stress is probably an issue more so at the moment across all of Australia. But in saying that, frost will be our issue in September and October when we've got active grain growth, and that's when we see our frost issues develop.
Which is similar to grain crops. That's the time when they don't want those long periods of frosts at really low levels.
Yeah, that's correct. Listen, they always say about vineyard or vines, the best way to put them in places to put them in is where you don't have those spring frosts in grains. And so that's always a good precursor to make sure you're not. The problem is we probably haven't really ever really experienced much that many frosts through grains like we're doing now, and we're seeing the same in vineyards. So, you know, we always implore people to make sure you're looking at airflow, drainage of that air, making sure your site does have parameters to make sure that you're not going to get hit by frost, because grain crops, it is extremely limiting to get hit by frost. And we do see a lot of yield, and not only for the grain guys, they can harvest in December. We've got to wait all the way to March, April to do it. So we've got to look at it for 6 months. So it's quite devastating.
Can be sort of heartbreaking. And now you mentioned the moisture stress. How much moisture stress is there out there in the wine industry at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think we're coming on the back of, you know, 2 to 3 drier years. I was lucky to be at a meeting from National Wine Industry Body last week, and the South Australian Victorian guys have had 30-40 mil last week. Of course, they're going to want more than that. New South Wales, you know, was in the Hunter the week before, and it is dry there, you know, so any rainfall now is a bonus. You know, we're really building up this water bank that you can start off the season with. So we want to see as much come in now as possible to really sort of regenerate that. But it has been a huge impact coming from a dry summer through to a dry vintage. Great, because we haven't had any disease in the grapevines. But we are seeing this, you know, it's a build-up of stress, you know. And the grapevines are like, you know, be like a human in a sense. And if you sort of keep starving them a little bit, eventually it's not going to end up in a good point. So we've got to continue. And water's now worth a huge amount of money as well. So we're seeing all these pressures come on, you know, and you've got to keep investing, I suppose, in the longevity of that vineyard and those businesses. And that's what we're encouraging everyone to make sure that they can still do that, which is not always the easiest thing to do.
So, yeah, and you'd be worried about the latest forecast from the bomb for 3 months, which, again, is warmer and drier.
Yeah, no, you always want these forecasts going forward to be more positive. Look, we're hoping that it is the other way. At present, it's not that way. Just seeing water price pressures around the place. We're seeing, you know, people that are at low moisture, and, you know, you don't mind having not much rain if you've got a full profile, but when you've got a low profile and they're forecasting low rain, it's quite devastating for people to think. And, you know, we're sort of encouraging people to make sure they can make the best of it, but also I think as an industry we're trying to back and support all these people around the place to sort of make sure we're helping them, because it's mentally a very tough time in all these, and we're making sure that, again, as an industry, we're trying to make sure we can help and work through these people through these issues over what is a really hard time.
So how's the industry and how's this season coming looking? I mean, there's still strong demand from overseas for our product, and our exports demand and pricing is still pretty good, and strong demand in China, but you've got to be able to grow the stuff.
It's a very correct story there. I would say about the industry, we're in a positive upswing. Every industry is cyclical. We're seeing an upward swing at present. Prices are up across the board for all products. Now, it is a combination of lack of supply in some cases because of this dry period, but it's also an increased demand and increased price valuation. You know, we've also got the dollar going down further, which is only going to help in the export-based markets, but you know, it's not going to fix itself overnight in that sense, but there is a certain optimism that we continually are hearing around the place, which is great because it has been a struggle for, you know, 10, 15 years now. We have had some harder times. So it's sort of one of those ones, and I suppose it's even like the, you know, the lamb producers at the moment, record prices, but you've got to get them off, and it's the same with grapes. You know, we are seeing an increase in prices, but the inputs are going to go up that we're going to have to put in, and you've got to also make sure that, you know, with wine, that the grapes don't go so high that they outprice the markets that we're in. So it's a very dynamic market, and we've sort of got to be conscious of the long-term sustainability for all partners in the wine industry, that being growers and winemakers, and also our distributors, etc., that are there.
Do they have stocks in the cellars, though, that you can sell to China?
Yeah, look, they have been in the cellars, and that's probably where it has been able to play through over the last period of time. You know, that is by nature the wine industry can have. I know those ratios are coming down to lows where we haven't seen them before for a while, and that does going to create a further price or spiky pressure on the market. But in saying that, you know, the wine industry is buffered in the sense that majority have access to water or have that ability to access water, and the increased price will potentially mean that they are able to play in that market. So we're more in saying to people, you know, let's be open about where the pricing's going and work as partnerships between all partners to make sure that there's a sustainable industry there. Because the last thing we want with such as the wine industry is to see a loss of vineyard area or a loss of that area that goes into wine grapes.
Tom Ward is president of New South Wales Wine.